said, and father was a farmer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a farmer, he raised stock, too. He had some cattle, and then him and I was in the meat business together. He was a butcher and a meat cutter, and I was a meat cutter, and we run a meat market from 19 and, let's see, we opened up there in 1922, and I guess the banks closed in 29, and we held on for another year, and we finally had this get out. Back then days, you couldn't buy a job, beg a job, or steal a job. You just couldn't get a job. And banks all closed there in Sanford. And it was three banks there, the People's Bank, the Seminole Bank, and the First National. Well, the First National was the one we had our money in. It was the last one went. And one morning, I remember I went down there on Friday, and about 10 o'clock on Friday morning, and I put $400 in the bank that was out of the market. And on a Saturday morning, Friday night, it closed, the bank did, and never did open up anymore. And I would have had that $400 if I hadn't put it in there on Friday, but I didn't need it, and I'm getting it out of the way, and I made a mistake. I put it in the bank. And
where'd y'all get your meat from?
Well, you take Padgett's, old man John Joe Padgett, they had a big stock of cattle back in here, and we bought a lot of beef from them, and we bought from several different packers from Jacksonville, like Kingan and Company, and Armour and Company, and Swift and Company, and Cuddy Hay, and Jones Chamblin. They all called on us, them salesmen. But our native meat, we used a lot of native meat back them days. You didn't see too much Western meat. And there was, like the Kilbys out there, they had a lot of stock in respect to some of the old Kilby cattle still out there. And that's the fella Ed Yarbrough, he got the old Kilby herd now. And Humphreys, we used a lot of Humphreys cattle. And in 1930, we got out of the meat business because we couldn't hold on no longer. I mean, there wasn't no money. And people did have money, they were holding on to it. And we didn't never get no money much out of it. I think we got 55% of our money back, but we got it in such a small amount that we never did realize it. We all owed it before we got it. So we had to get out, and we sold out to a fellow by the name of Humphrey. He had a lot of cattle of his own. He couldn't sell the cattle because nobody buy them. So he took a chance there and bought the market out. And we wanted to sell, and he needed it to sell his own cattle. See, and he was selling his own cattle through this butchering it, and him and his brother. And they sold. Well, I don't know, they run it 4 or 5 years, and we got out. And then from then on, I've done a little bit of everything to try to make a living. When I got out of the market, I went out here and went to work on a dredge boat. I was working out here on a dredge boat, dredging out here in the lake, throwing the dirt out, and I used to go to work Well, when they built this year, when they're building this bridge over here, and this year road and goes around the lake, well, that's a dredge boat I was working on there, was throwing that road up. I used to go to work at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'd get off at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I used to get $1.25 for that, for 12-hour work. I got $1.25, and we eat at lunch about midnight, and we always eat a sandwich.